There are roughly 200 vendors at this year's Oil Africa Conference and Trade Show. On the exhibit floor, you can buy everything from oil-proof work boots to offshore oil rigs. Nestled between the established companies from Texas and the Middle East are some newcomers.
My company name is Xi'an Fengyang Paichu Equipment, which is located in the center of China.
Our company name is Heilong Group. We sell the drill pipe.
About a dozen Chinese companies are competing here to sell oil field equipment. Sales representative Pang Ling says her company has found quick success.
Africa is a good market for us because we just entered into this market and we have many rigs now.
Sales representative James Yan says China's share of the African market is small but growing.
At this moment, it's not so big enough, but in the future, yeah, we have the confidence.
The surging demand for oil is creating a growing market for drilling and production equipment. And according to Zhao Siming, president of China's Petrochemical Industry Association, Chinese vendors offer something others cannot.
China can provide a very good price, which is very competitive in all of Africa.
Cost is a key component in developing Africa's oil resources. Eduardo Lopez of the International Energy Agency told delegates at this conference that competition in the oil business is fueling a spike in equipment prices.
It has become so difficult to get access to engineers, to platforms, to drilling rigs and whatnot. That's a considerable challenge across the industry. It's really difficult to deal with these ever-rising costs.
But not everyone thinks Chinese imports are the best solution. South African Minister of Minerals and Energy, Bulyelwa Sonjika, would like Africa to rely on its own oil equipment industry.
I'd like to encourage all the oil and gas producing countries to endeavor to promote locally owned and controlled companies. The second wave of development should now focus on the growth and development of small and medium enterprises that support the oil companies operating in the continent.
Still, the Chinese industry is growing fast. In 2005, it supplied $800 million of oil field equipment to more than 50 countries worldwide. Terry Fitzpatrick for VOA News, Cape Town.